Citizens who live near mining sites participated in last week's meeting in Dakar, the first in a series of consultations on a new mining code for the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS. ECOWAS led the April 17th to 19th meeting in collaboration with Oxfam America. 11 West and Central African countries were represented. Joanna Manu is a farmer who was once arrested for tilling a parcel of family land in western Ghana. A mining company said it owned the land.
Farming is our only source of income. In our community, our level of education is very low, so we only rely on our farming. So when these mining companies come and then the government leases the land for them, it means we have to stop farming. And if we stop farming activities, how can we take care of our children and then siblings and then dependents? So I think there should be law that protects our water bodies. There should be also a law that the government seek the consent of the community people, either they like mining or they don't.
After defending herself in court, Manu was eventually able to return to farming her land. But members of the Ghanaian delegation at the conference said that is not the case for many. Mining operations often displace families and hurt agricultural production. Recent riots throughout West Africa over food price hikes have underscored the need to build up local production and safeguard rural communities' livelihoods. Mamadou Bité is Oxfam America's regional director for West Africa.
There is a big competition between mining operations and other socio-economic activities, particularly agricultural ones.
He says both governments and mining companies must be accountable.
Communities have the right to an harmonious and sustainable development. They have a right to a secure livelihood. They have a right to a clean environment. And all of that is the responsibility of the state, but also of non-state actors to protect and fulfill those rights.
Hélène Cissé, a Dakar-based lawyer and a legal consultant on the mining code, says meaningful partnership among all concerned is the only way mining can be profitable in the long run.
We need productive investment, but it must be for the sake of everybody, for the interest of everybody. And this is the basic idea of this mining code, is to convince the people that there is no durable development, human development, if there is no partnership.
Cissé says governments and civil society must put practical measures in place so the reality on the ground matches human rights conventions that exist on paper.
What is really urgently needed in Africa, especially in the zones where mining resources are exploited, is to effectively implement social, economic, and cultural human rights of the local population and of our workers. If you want peace and stability and justice in this space. So this is the gap between international progress norms in terms of human rights and the regression in terms of effective implementation.
A number of further consultations are planned with the private sector and other groups during the coming months before the West Africa Mining Code is finalized and comes before member states for a vote. Nancy Paulus for VOA News, Dakar.